Loving your mistress. Let those emotions flow. We all have emotions. Sometimes deep emotions come bubbling up and catch you by surprise, especially when they are intense. One of those emotions is the realization that you love your mistress. When you are married or involved in a different primary relationship, this realization can bring up a blend of questions in your mind. Even when you are single, you could be unsure of this feeling. Is it okay? You took the time to go through a process of finding the perfect mistress for you, and now she's in your life. It's pretty heady stuff. You may ask yourself, is it okay that I love you, mistress? I can't speak for all femdoms, but for me, the answer is yes. When you find a mistress you click with, you develop a deep, submissive mistress bond. This relationship plants roots in your mind, your heart, and even your psyche. In a case like that, it's natural for your heart to open and allow deep feelings to arise. Quite a few callers have confessed their love to me and asked if I'm okay with it. I'm more than okay with you loving me. I feel it is right and proper to love your mistress. If our relationship is more than a fantasy to you, love is part of that connection. Dealing with guilt. Another question you may have is whether loving your mistress is fair to your wife or girlfriend. I understand that concern preying on your honor, but your love for me is not a threat to your romantic relationship. I am not your girlfriend or lover. I am your mistress. Understand that I never want our relationship to have a negative effect on your primary relationship. Quite the opposite. My desire is to enhance that part of your life through our explorations, my insights as a woman and a therapist, and by satisfying your submissive or fetish desires so you don't need to press your partner for that. Different types of love. No doubt you know that different types of love exist. There is romantic love you feel for your wife or girlfriend. Then there is a love based on respect, a satisfaction of your submissive needs, trust, and mutual appreciation. That is the love you feel for your mistress. I know you find me beautiful and desirable, but since we will never meet in person, that is not the basis of your feelings for me. It is a blend of a few factors that lead to your feeling of loving me. First, you have discovered someone who cares about you, listens to your innermost fantasies, understands, and helps you to express your submissive side or fetish needs in a safe manner. Another factor is that I do not judge. I accept you just as you are. Also, I can be a mentor and guide to you for other aspects of life. Bonus, being my submissive feels good. Innermost desires. Another factor is that you can act out your innermost desires with me. We can do that by talking, role-playing, or in a fantasy. The way I see this is I take you by your hand and lead you into the depths of your mind, which you may not have ventured to before. Equally important, I bring you back safely. Many people are never able to find this kind of erotic satisfaction. Receiving it can bring up feelings of gratitude and even dependence. This can even feel quite maternal at times. Looking at all of these factors involved, it makes sense that you may feel some love for me. When we get close and develop a deep relationship, I would be sad if you did not feel love. I feel that in deep connections with submissives, slaves, and sissies, I encourage you. Now you know that I have zero desire to interfere with your wife or girlfriend. I'm not one of those women who feels other women are a threat. I like to build other women up. For you, that means that if you are open to it, I can help improve your primary relationship both sexually and across the board. Let me know if you're interested in that. I want to be a positive force in your life in every way. So I encourage you to love me. I will see that as the final piece falling into place between us. It truly is an extreme fondness. So if you feel love for me, it's okay. I accept your love with an open heart. I love you, mistress. Now what? If you are an existing caller, this post probably brought up strong feelings within you. Good. Call me and let's further deepen our relationship. Should you be new to me, call me and see if we click. For that is where a wonderful mistress-submissive journey begins.